The band Skindred are here, or will be, to play shows in New Zealand for the first time in Whangaparoa at the end of this month. New Zealanders love reggae, and they have a very happy reggae song out, which we're about to play. Skindred are an alternative band. In fact, they've just won Best Alternative Act at the 2024 MOBO Awards. MOBO standing for Music of Black Origin. And they come from Newport in Wales, which you wouldn't think is a natural home for reggae, but it seems to be. They've topped the US reggae charts now, and they've been playing at Glastonbury and touring with the band Kiss. Now, there's a new album, and critics are wondering if this might be Skindred's time to shine globally with a unique blending of reggae, electronica and heavy metal. What a combination. Before we hear the music, let's hear from the irrepressible frontman of the band, Benji Webb. G'day, Benji. Welcome.
Hey, brother. Hey, man. How you doing, Jim? I'm good. Up and at them, baby.
Are you looking forward to coming down here?
Jim, you know what? Life's about having something to look forward to. And I'm definitely looking forward to going over by you guys. I surely am. Yes, mate.
And you're playing in Whangaparoa. There'll be a spelling test as you arrive, Benji. Just joking.
Well, count me out. I might as well stay here, dude. I'm the worst.
You're 56 going on 26.
I'm exactly that, my friend. I like the way you put that. 56 going on 26. That's exactly what I am, sir. I'll take that all day long.
Well, back in Newport, I'm sure that's the age where people get more interested in gardening and hobbies, but you are just so you're pumped up all the time.
I just feel like, most of my friends now, they're like in their 70s and stuff, and they're just getting better and better and better. You know, their mindset, they know now that they're not going to mess around, they're not going to do this. I think the older you get, the more wise you should get. And I think it's a good thing to be, you know, as long as you got your health, I think you've got a lot of things. And I always think the health is first. Health is first, Jim, for sure.
Speaking of that, though, you had a bad bout of sepsis, didn't you, at one point?
I did. I didn't even know what it was. All I thought is I was on the aeroplane going to Jamaica, and I didn't feel too good. And I said to my wife, I don't feel too good. She said, have another drink, you feel great. Anyway, I didn't do that. We got to Jamaica, and I found out that I had sepsis. I woke up 4 days later in a hospital bed in Kingston, Jamaica, and I never even knew what happened. You know, yeah, sepsis kicked my ass. But you know what? I bounced back. And here I am, you know, to tell the story.
Yeah, you also bounced back. You were stabbed in an attack on the
street. I was slashed on the throat. I got slashed on the throat. There was two ladies arguing, and I should learn. To all the viewers out there, I just want to say, if you see people arguing, don't get involved. Don't bother. Keep walking, leave them, let them carry on. And I tried to break up the argument, and I ended up being the focus of the argument, you know. But you know, them ladies, they went to prison. One of them slashed me across the throat. It was like, I think it was like an inch from my jugular vein. Yeah. It was pulp. The blood was pumping out like The Exorcist. It was terrible. And but you know, them ladies went to prison and they served their time. And I was in a store a year or so ago, and I seen one of the ladies. I didn't know who she was at the time because my sister passed away. And she said, I just want to say sorry to you. And I said, wow, okay, that's cool. And as she started talking, I realized this was the woman that cut my throat.
Wow.
You know, and I think, you know, we can hold on to things and grudges and hold on to them things, but they're not going to make us any better. You know, so I was really thankful that this woman came up to this big black guy, and she's a little white woman, came up to this big black guy. She never knew I was going to react. She probably knows I could have went crazy, but she stood there and she said, Mr. Webb, I apologize for what I did to you. I learned a lot in prison. And you know that, Jim, that for me, that taught me a lot that day. You know, forgiveness is a great thing. It's a great energy, man.
Forgiveness is a wonderful thing. And you practice.
Amen, brother.
And you practice it, Benji. Benji Webb is with us from Skindred. So a lot of what's inside you is your home environment. Yeah, you're a dad from the Caribbean. What about your mum?
My mother was from Aberdeen, a place in South Wales. My mother's family was from Aberdeen. And, you know, my mother was, my mother died when I was 7 years of age, but she installed a lot into me. I always remember my mother had one leg. She never had a parrot on her shoulder, just one leg. But she was a pretty tough character. More than my father was pretty, I wouldn't say soft, but he, you know, compared to my mother, he was a, a he wasn't, she wore the trousers, I should say, you know, and she left a big mark on me. And a lot of people say that the energy that I have, my mother had, you know. And I'm very fortunate to grow up in such a loving environment, even though my parents, both of my parents were dead by the time I was seven. No, sorry, but by the time I was 11, you know, and they left a big mark on me, you know. And fortunately, they left me with some really good brothers and sisters to guide me through my teenage years and stuff.
Yeah, one of your older brothers was he was a rasta in a rock band, wasn't he?
Yeah, well, he was a rasta in a band, a reggae band.
Reggae.
And the first, it's funny because like he became my legal guardian, and I must have been about 14, and he kept going off and doing stuff with his guys, and I never really thought he was in a band like that, you know. And then the one day he said to me, come with me, come with me and the guys. And I jumped in a van for the first time, and I ended up in a festival in North Wales. They went on stage, they played this amazing show, and then after the show I was stood there because I had one of these little bit of plastics around my neck. They called them laminates, and I thought they were very important. And I wandered backstage just after my brother came off stage with this band called Beetroots from Newport. And I wandered backstage, and the guy who they called their manager was in a room with another guy, and they were counting out £10 notes. And I looked and I said, hang on a minute. So they came here, they got on stage, they rocked the house, people loved them, they give them weed, they give them booze, the girls are everywhere, and now they're giving them money. Oh, shit, I'm in. This is what I want to do for the rest of my life, you know? And that was it. I didn't think there was nothing, and you know, no respect, no disrespect to education and all that. But after I seen that, Jim, I knew what I wanted to do.
And no disrespect to reggae, but you grew up with all sorts of sounds in your head. You know, the stuff your mother listened to, and Jamaican influences. That's part of the reason why Skindred have such a distinctive original sound, isn't it?
Oh, definitely. I mean, I grew up listening to in my house, we had like a lot of Tamla Motown, James Brown, the Jackson 5, a lot of reggae music, Lee Perry, Bob Marley, Dennis Brown, all these amazing black artists. But at the same time, the radio was playing some great stuff. Bowie, T-Rex, Slade, all this stuff was coming at me, you know, and I just loved it all. And I always wondered why Slade never had Bob Marley singing for them, you know, or Bob Marley never sang for Slade. And for me, I always wanted to take all this different kind of sounds I was hearing and mix it together. And that's what Skindred have done over these years, you know. And I really think that that's what music is about. It's, if there is a rule book, Jim, I want to burn it. I think there should be no rules when it comes to music. People should do what the hell they want and enjoy themselves. As long as no one's getting hurt, let's rock. That's what I'm saying.
You have burned it. It's interesting. I mean, because so much goes into that Skindred sound, so many influences. You might think it would end up like, you know, leaves in the wind blowing all over the place, but you put you put them all into the right places. You've got your own signature look. Do the younger lads copy you when they see you?
No, bro. You know what? I just know this. When I seen Michael Jackson, I was like, wow. When I see the Pope dressed up in his gear, I'm like, wow. When I see Elvis Presley dressed up in his gear, I'm like, wow. I want to be that guy. You know, I mean, I want to dress out of the box. You know, I feel like you're bringing something new to the game. You're bringing something strong to the game. And I just don't want to be like, I don't want to go up there in my jeans and my T-shirt. I wear that to the, you know, to the store, you know.
Yeah.
You know, but when I'm on stage, I want to bring larger in life. You know, if I could set myself on fire without hurting myself, I surely would, you know. But I just really think that going on stage for me, I take you back to when I was a kid doing the play in school, the nativity play. We had these rehearsals, right? You had rehearsals and then you had the dress rehearsal. And that's for me. I don't know what happened the day we did the dress rehearsal. And I was only, I think I was one of the three kings. But from that, when we put them clothes on and we did the show, that's how I feel every time I put my clothes on to go on stage. And whether it's the spiky glasses or whatever it be, you know, I just want to give something strong to the people, you know, give some sort of sense of hope, encouragement, uplifting people, just bringing people together. That's what our music is about. And, you know, when I walk on that stage, I want to be noticed, you know, and that's the whole point of me doing what I do.
Yeah, no, bless.
But it's something I think, you know, I mean, you've got to be comfortable in your own skin, you know, and I think when I go on stage and I dress the way I do and, you know, I am the front man that I am, you know, I just feel like the best person to be is yourself. And that's what I am when I'm up there. I'm, you know, the same, people say it all the time. The guy who they see on stage, I'm that guy when I'm off stage, you know. I can only follow my heart and be true to myself. just like Willy Wobble Dagger said. You know what Willy Wobble Dagger is?
I don't know what Willy Wobble Dagger. I know, I don't know.
Willy Wobble Dagger. Now the English call him William Shakespeare. Right. You know, but we call him Willy Wobble Dagger. And he wrote the words, and the words he wrote, was "To thine own self be true." And I think that's one of the best things I've ever heard in my life.
Speaking of historical references, I read in The Guardian that you compare the Sex Pistols to Mozart.
Well, everybody's Mozart, bro. Everybody, it's the same thing. It's a revolutionary sound, you know. If it turns some heads, I mean, remember this. Mozart, when he was doing what he was doing as a kid, he was turning heads, right? The Sex Pistols come along, they were turning heads. You know, Marilyn Manson come along, he was turning heads. So I think when you turn heads in music, that's where you are.
Yeah.
You're a head turner.
You're certainly a head turner. And I suspect that, yeah. I suspect part of the sound, Skindred sound, although it's not obvious, comes from everything you listen to, you know, when you are by yourself. And that's all sorts of stuff from Frank Sinatra to everybody way back, isn't it?
Yeah, I listen. Do you know what? I listen to, there's only two kinds of music. Come on now. Let's think of this now. There's two kinds of music, and that's good and bad, and you're the judge. No one can tell you any different. I mean, I listen to so much stuff. I really do. And I try to listen to more older stuff than newer stuff, because I think there's an authenticity in older music than there is now. And yeah, I do. I listen to everything, and I'm the judge of that. And I'm inspired by old music. I'm inspired when I listen. I'm still inspired by listening to Billie Holiday and Nat King Cole and Frank Sinatra. I still am, you know. But you got to remember that it's old music now, and it's not grime or garage or whatever, but that was revolutionary music at this time, you know.
Yeah.
And people got to remember that. You can't judge music and say, oh, that's soft and slow. You got to remember what was going on, because listen, when you listen to Billie Holiday and there's a song called Strange Fruit,
yes,
my God, you know, that's heavy. That's heavy stuff. But you got to remember, there wasn't nothing else around. That's what people had, and that was the message that people were bringing. You know, so yeah, I listen to all that stuff, but I always also remember, even though it might be slow, it might be this, it might be that, I listen to it and think, what time were these people in? There was nothing more than what they had, you know,
yeah.
And what they had, they used.
So you're bringing all this down to see us. Lovely to talk to you, Benji.
Well, I'm good, bro. I'm good. You know what? I'm blessed that you actually wanted to talk to me today. Thank you so much.